Toronto City Opera is Toronto's longest-running opera company and has been in operation since 1946. This is a company where young professionals can cut their teeth in major roles as they prepare for the operatic stages of the world. From June 22nd to 25th, the audiences are in for a real treat as Toronto City Opera mounts a very clever production of Johann Strauss's famous Die Fledermaus, The Bat, which, incidentally, will celebrate its 150th birthday next year. Joining us by phone this morning is Artistic Director and Conductor Jennifer Tung. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So first of all, tell us about this modern-day production of Die Fledermaus. There's so much you can do with this story and its troupe of crazy characters.
Yes, for sure. I mean, you know, of course, it's celebrating its 150th birthday, which, of course, is a while ago. But the subject in which it talks about, you know, basically a lot of people having party, having scheming and revenge, that happens all the time.
So it
this
does.
Particular production that we're doing is going to be set in contemporary Manhattan.
Wow.
And what, you know, another city just like, you know, Vienna, which this was originated, and, you know, with all the right people, parties and the glamour, you know, and all of that.
Well, that's great. I'm just curious, is it going to be sung in English or German? And then what about the dialogue?
So it's actually a little bit of both.
I really
am a believer in preserving as much of the original music, you know, and text.
Right.
You're here.
And since this was, you know, really written for German, we're going to be singing it in German with supertitles. And the dialogue is actually going to be created by our stage director, Stephen Carr, that will match the time period that we're going to be setting this in.
That is very cool.
And I also imagine that there's going to be entirely different costumes for this.
Yes, I actually haven't seen the costume yet, which I'm actually very excited. But we have contemporary costumes in our last production of Don Giovanni. We did it in film noir, you know, time at Hollywood. And the costumes were very, very stunning. So I can't wait to see what it's going to look like.
And Jennifer, what made you decide to perform at the Flex Dance Theater at Harborfront?
It's interesting, you know, since I've joined the company since 5 years ago.
Okay.
And we have performed a number of productions at the Al Green Theater.
Sure.
At the JCC on Spadina and Bloor.
Uh-huh.
And it's a lovely theater and we really love it. But the capacity is a little bit small.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so as we were expanding as a company, we were really looking for a space that will house a little bit more people so that we can reach more more audience, and came across the Flex Dance Theater after looking many different places, and we really loved the space.
It's a beautiful space.
So we decided that we're gonna do it. So we did after the pandemic, we did Cavalleria Rusticana at the Flex Dance Theater, and we really loved it. And so we decided to go back and do it again this year.
Great. Tell us just a little bit. It requires a really exemplary cast, and they have to be very fluid on their feet and comedic, but also be able to sing. Tell us a bit about the casting.
So we actually do regular open auditions for the company,
mm-hmm.
because the company mandate, and I really believe this, is that there are so many singers that are out there that are in between graduation from university or maybe in between, you
exactly.
know, young artist programs when they are developing, you know, their career and looking for opportunities, and especially paid opportunities, because I think there are a lot of summer programs and training programs out there, and they are, of course, really relevant and really important, but a lot of times they do cost a bit of money, and of course, we all know as artists, you know, like it's difficult to have to be paying, you know, all the time, and it's really nice to sort of get an experience on stage, but also get remunerated, you know, like as well.
Absolutely.
So we've really been trying to do that, and so we do open auditions every other year, and then we keep sort of a roster, you know, of singers, you know, on hand, and so mm-hmm. when we're casting, we go to those first.
Mm-hmm. Now you perform with piano accompaniment. Now, does when you're auditioning, does that change your mind? If you were to have a full orchestra, would you listen for something else, like say a bigger voice?
So that's actually a really, really good question, and I think the answer is yes. But no. So of course, I mean, like the you know, requirement of, you know, projection and a bigger voice with an orchestra is, of course, clearly, you know, a very sort of important part, you know, of casting. However, I really do believe casting the right voice types for the characters that we're looking for, because this, you know, hopefully will be their stepping stone towards their next performance, which will be with an orchestra. So I think that what's interesting with what we do is that, you know, I'm hoping that I can make this experience every bit as real as, you know, singing with an orchestra and a conductor, except just without the orchestra. But you also acquire all the skills, for example, following conducting, understanding, you know, how it works. And so the music director, Ivan Jovanovic, who plays the piano, and I have a deal that, you know, very frequently when you do a production with piano, the pianist just follows the singers. It's just natural, you know, what happened. And so him and I have a deal that he actually, it acts like an orchestra and he follows me and not the singers. And so to actually give the singers a real experience of what it's like, you know, to perform with, you know, ensemble, quote unquote.
And looking at a conductor.
Yeah, exactly, and looking at a conductor. So we're hoping to give them skills to get them ready for when they are on stage with an orchestra.
Which brings me,
I just want to qualify that it's such a great idea to do. It's so essential. Good thinking.
Brings me to the question here, though, because you say conducting. You've been very busy as a guest conductor over the last few years, especially in coming out of the end of COVID. Great to see more female conductors. Tell us what it's like to be a woman in a leadership role in the arts world.
It's actually really interesting. I mean, I'm very lucky. I'm right now, you know, in a sort of groundbreaking program in Canada that's head by Tapestry Opera with partners of Pacific Opera Victoria and Toronto Symphony. And it's called Women in Musical Leadership. And it's a three-year fellowship program where we get to meet many organizations, you know, around the country and get to guest conduct and work with mentors, you know, like in the business as well as the other side with administration. So it's really giving us lots of opportunity, you know, to be on the podium, you know, but as well as to learn sort of what it's like behind the scenes. And I'm in the second year of the program, and I've been very, very fortunate that, you know, within the program, I've guest conducted at many different places, and out of those connections, you know, like I've been doing some things on my own and got invited back. Like, for example, this year, I've just been guest conducting at Kamloops Symphony and Okanagan Symphony. And I just did a world premiere with Tapestry Opera for Ian Cusson's opera Off the Sea.
Fantastic.
And then I actually did another world premiere of Rodney Sharman and Atom Egoan's opera called Showroom. And that's actually with Continuum. So that's not in the program, but it actually grew out of the program because they had met me, you know, in another production, Goud's Wall, which is another world premiere that I did in the summer with Brian Currens as a composer, and they saw me there, and then they actually invited me to do, you know, this particular premiere.
Okay.
So, you know, it's been busy, and right now I am assistant conducting the world premiere of Pomegranate at the COC.
You are a very busy woman. My goodness gracious. Well, Jennifer, I want to thank you for speaking with us today about so much. It's very helpful. And all the best with Die Fledermaus. That sounds like lot of fun.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it.
Great. We've been talking with conductor Jennifer Tung about Toronto City Opera's production of Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss Jr. It fully staged at the Fleck Dance Theatre, Harbourfront Centre, 207 Queens Quay West. There's a performance June 22nd at 7 p.m., June 24th at 2 p.m., and June 25th at 2 p.m. For tickets, go to torontocityopera.com.